You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC
and always
News,
streaming
I'm
on the
Brian
Civic
Clark.
Media app.
Authorities in Texas have expanded their search for the man who's suspected of killing five people in a home in Cleveland, north of Houston, on Friday. Authorities say 39-year-old Francisco Oropeza refused to heed his neighbors' calls to stop shooting his guns late at night, then walked to their house and began shooting them. FBI Special Agent in Charge James Smith said,
"We believe he's on foot, but we do not know. We're still trying. I mean, we have a perimeter up out there right now with Texas DPS and the Sheriff's Department. So we're still actively out there trying to locate him and bring him into custody."
He's considered armed and dangerous. Five people survived the shooting. In Seattle Saturday, two people were killed in an overnight shooting at a park. One person was critically hurt. Police are looking for a suspect. The State Department organized an overland convoy to evacuate U.S. citizens from the capital of Sudan. Amid ongoing fighting, that group is now in Port Sudan on the Red Sea. This is ABC News. A surge of migrants, many from Venezuela, arriving at the southern border to camps in Juarez, Mexico, and they're crossing into Brownsville and El Paso, Texas.
In Juarez, some local businesses near one camp say the migrants have hurt their sales, but others, like a vendor, Joel Ramirez, through a translator, disagree.
I think it does not affect. Business is not affected by anything. Of course, it looks bad, but they are looking for a better future.
Another migrant, translated, explains.
Sí, muchísima gente.
Yes, there's more people coming, a lot of people coming, because they're facing dangers in Mexico.
Both talked to KVIA-TV El Paso. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Authorities in Columbus, Ohio say 14 people were hurt Saturday near the Ohio State University campus when the roof they were standing on collapsed. They say none of the injuries were life-threatening. And the European Space Agency trying to troubleshoot a problem with a spacecraft launched 2 weeks ago. It's heading for Jupiter, but a critical radar antenna is jammed. Spacecraft will not reach Jupiter until 2031. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Texas have expanded their search for the man who's suspected of killing five people in a home in Cleveland, north of Houston, on Friday. Authorities say 39-year-old Francisco Oropeza refused.
Courted.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be Indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is supported by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we have Nathan Wright on, and I can hear some birds in the background. This is awesome. Good sound effects, Nathan. Welcome to Native Roots Radio, and it's good to see you again. And wow, we have a lot to talk about. Welcome.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me, Robert. Yes, I'm in a beautiful area right now, right next to a spring-fed lake. As the weatherman mentioned, you guys are expecting some rain this evening over in Minnesota. Here in Michigan, we are expecting some too. I'm hoping that it keeps up. It had 100% chance of rain right about now, but it looks like we're just getting sprinkles, so we should be okay.
Yeah, you're coming in pretty clear. Let's talk Good. About what you're doing and why are you so close to that spring, and that's let our audience know. This is awesome to hear and what's going on, and I know Haley and Zoe really want to know and are excited to listen to what you have to say.
Absolutely. So as you know, I'm with Mackinac O'Day, and we're a water protector group, an environmentalist educator group, and we're based here in Michigan. And I've been doing this for the last 3 years. So there is a leader here from Harbor Springs. His name was Andrew Blackbird, and he wrote a book in the late 1800s. And in this book, he says this. I don't have it memorized too well, so I'm going to have to read from my little script. But he spoke in Old English. So this is what he said. Thou shalt immerse thy body into the lake or river at least 10 days in succession. In the early part of the spring of the year, that thy body may be strong and swift of foot to chase the game and on the war path. So this was the inspiration for doing this. As many people know, they've heard about cold water therapy. So basically, what I started doing, me and my friend Dan Hinman from Little Traverse Bay Band, is we started going in the cold water. Normally, it's done around May 1st. This year, because of the warm weather here, I got excited, as I typically do with things, and I said, well, I'm going to go out now because it's going to stay warm. It's going to stay 70, 80 degrees, right? That's what we all thought. We were tricked. And so I was doing this. By the third day, you know, things were going well, but then the temperatures dropped. Sometimes those temperatures got down to 34 was the coldest day, which meant the water temperature was somewhere between 32 and 34 degrees. This water might be even colder than that just because there's a spring. I don't think this part freezes over the winter time because of that spring. There's a spring literally right where all that wood is. That's why that wood is set up there, because there's a spring right there, and that's where I go. So that cold water is coming up from Mother Earth.
Wow. Now,
I've been doing this for 3 years. I don't recommend anyone just jump in and do this. This is not one of those things. I got a good, healthy body, and you know, I've been working on this, so I just want to say this disclaimer first. This isn't something that you guys see this. Don't go out and do it. One, I'm doing this too early right now, and it's just happened by accident. I don't know if I'm going to do this again. This is my 15th day of doing this. My body's very acclimated to it. However, it is still cold. And there's four reasons that I'm doing this. One, I'm doing this for the water, to raise awareness to the water, to raise awareness to the environmental issues that we face. Two, I'm doing it because I'm starting to run. I started to run 2 weeks ago. My first time for 4 miles was 39 minutes. I'm already down to 34. My average time throughout the year is 31 to 33 minutes for 4 miles. So I believe it's helped out with that. It's anti-inflammatory, it helps reduce inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Three, I'm doing it to raise awareness to the Northwoods Nature Fest that we're having June 17th here in here in Indian River, Michigan. And then four, I'm doing it to bring this back. This is something I think our mindset has been, we can't do stuff like this. In a lot of ways, we have become soft, and it's not our fault. It's probably through colonialization, all that. So this is another return to our roots type thing. And I believe because we all need healthy soil, we all need fresh, clean water, we all need fresh, clean air, that if we have all these things and we incorporate them into our lives, like myself and many other people do, and many other people are trying to do, that we would be able to do this, all of us, with no problem. But it's the mindset. And so this is something I am exploring with me doing. This is the longest I've ever done it. 15 days, and it's just for those four reasons. Go ahead. I'm probably talking too much.
No, this is a talk show. It's perfect. I'm going to have Zoe and Haley ask you a quick question. But I was at a sunrise service in February, a Native American, I think February or March, Native American day here in Minnesota. And prior to that sunrise, there were four Native American women that I know who did go into the water. And I did not know the significance until you talked about this. Zoe, Haley, do you have anything to ask Nathan?
I think it's really incredible that you've been doing it for 15 days. I remember when I was in middle school, there was like a viral challenge going around. Haley, I don't know if you also did this, but it was like this, like,
was it the ice bucket challenge for like AS?
Ice bucket challenge. Yeah. Yes. So I did do that once and ran into the lake, but I could not imagine doing that for 5 days. So I'm curious about how you've kind of like trained yourself to be able to do this for so many days in a row.
Great question. I have to admit, when I first started doing it, it was, and we're going to do it, by the way, you know, let me know when we got a few minutes left, probably at the 4 minute range, if you guys don't mind.
Well, we'll do that second segment. We'll have you go into the water in the second segment.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. Cool, no problem. So first off, I've been doing it a couple years. I started doing it, I think it was like mid-May, the first year I did it. And I admit, when I came out of the water the first couple times, I shook. I was like, right now I'd be like this, you know, shaking really bad. And, you know, one thing I want to mention, if you do this and you're in the water and you start shaking, please get out. That's your body telling you it's time to get out. But as you acclimate to it, you can stay in the water a lot longer. You still have to be careful. You know, I am not out here to prove anything. I'm not, that's why we used to call this the cold water challenge. But you know, there's a lot of that challenge word is used a lot on Facebook and social media. So we just decided to call, I decided to call it the experience, because that's what it is. It's to me equivalent to a sweat. It's like going, it's the opposite though. It's not as hot, but you go into a sweat, and you know how when you come out, you feel reborn? It's the exact same thing. I've had moments when I've witnessed cold water, I did not want to. I say two or three times, I was like, man, it's windy again. The temperature's bad. The wind chill factor is making the wind on my skin 29 degrees, but it was actually colder than that because I just went into the water. That's the air temp. But when you got water on your skin, that makes it even colder. I can't even find any tool out there to figure out what that temperature is. But before going in, multiple times I've said, I don't feel like doing this, but I know when I'm done, I'm going to feel awesome.
Hey, we're here with Nathan Wright, and we're talking about cold water therapy, and we're going to have Nathan go into the water and show this. So come on Facebook and YouTube, Native Roots Radio, and check it out. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Oh-wah.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable health care without judgment. And everyone deserves a health care provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive health care services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies today with mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain. High of 41, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely again tonight, 33. Cloudy skies expected. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, 42. Overcast. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources,
at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for mixed precipitation changing to all rain. High temperatures reach up to 43. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely again tonight. Lows level off around 34. Cloudy skies. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. Overcast. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
I recommend anyone do this just right off the bat. You watch this video, don't sit there and go, I'm going to go jump in the water. I do this gradually. There are some people. I take my time just to be safe. Like I said, I don't have anything to prove. And yeah, that's it.
I like what you said, Nathan, before you get in, Nathan. I like what you said earlier is that it's the opposite of a sweat. And I wonder if you could just, before you go in, just let our audience know what you meant by that. A lot of our white allies are listening to this show, too.
Sure. So it's like we're trained to think in our minds that warm heat is great. We you know, are the warmth of our mother when we're a baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
The warmth of the house when we walk in. We're taught nothing but how great heat is. But we're told like cold is bad. Cold is bad. And the funny thing is, whenever you get like an injury, one of the first things a doctor says is put cold on it, put heat on it. Put cold on it, put heat on it. It'll heal faster. That's pretty interesting. Because we don't probably do enough cold to flush out the things that are in our body. This wow. also builds up immunity. It's been reported that it builds up your immune system as well. Now, that's something you'll have to, you know, read about yourself to figure that out. But for 3 years, I did not have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing something. I'm doing something. You know, I'm an indigenous herbalist.
Yeah.
And I believe in a lot of our traditional ways. I've experienced them myself. I might have a different perspective than most people do, but I also believe what I'm doing is very, I try to closely align what I do in this modern world with what our ancestors did. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not. I aim to be traditional, but I can't say I'm completely traditional because I'm not completely living traditional, but I'm trying to in this modern world. So that's also what I like to say.
Nathan, are you my age? I'm 62. How old are you? You're younger than
I am.
You.
Not far behind you.
Okay.
Not far behind you.
Well, you're in great shape, and people that are listening to us, jump on our Facebook. We're about to see Nathan get into the springs here, and he's looking pretty buff.
Okay. Come on over here. Okay, you put that down. You hold on to this. You're going to have to get right here. I could take some questions.
Okay, he still has his headset on, Zoe.
Here, hold on.
Okay, this is like...
Okay, so I'm entering the water here.
This is historic for Native Roots Radio, is that we are going live into the cold water here with Nathan getting some cold water therapy like our relatives used to. Okay, Nathan.
Okay, that's good.
All right. This is the longest the cord is. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Your son's going to have to come out with you. Or your daughter, whoever's got the camera.
I don't think that's going to be possible. How much time do we got?
Well, we got a good 5 minutes. We can describe what you're doing. I think Zoe is good at describing. We could describe what you're doing and maybe unplug the headphones and maybe you'll be able to hear us from the camera.
End. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So any questions first before I unplug? Any questions
Zoe,
first?
I know you got a question. I can see it in your... No, you don't? Okay, Zoe doesn't. Haley doesn't. We're just excited to see this.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and unplug. Hopefully I'll hear you. I got like 10% battery left, so hopefully we could finish this. So let's go ahead and unplug.
We got 34 degrees temperature. The water is 34 degrees. And Nathan's going into the water right now. Trying to describe this, but he's frozen. Oh, we just lost Nathan.
Oh, no. Man,
we were making
the suspense.
History. We were making history. We just lost him. I hope none of one of those.
The water's too cold.
Sea monsters came and got him because that was big bite.
I wonder if his phone died. He said he had 10%.
Right. And the colder it gets. But, you know, Zoe, I really hit home with me. And again, I saw some Native women, cold weather, like they do it a lot, go out and do this cold water therapy. And I didn't know it was a Native thing. Did you?
I didn't know that either. But I have heard of, at least in like the Navajo culture and Diné culture, they do snow baths, you know, at the first snow of the year. They go out and, you know, jump around in it if there's enough. So that's the closest thing I've heard of to what Nathan's doing. But it looks like he's coming back. Let's see.
Oh, there he is. Whoa, he's all wet.
Buffering.
Okay.
There he is.
Oh, there we go.
Did you hear the eagle story?
Nathan, you're can you hear us? He's kind of frozen there. Can you hear us, Nathan? He's only got 10%. Well, we
hear you a little bit. You broke up a little bit.
Okay. You're totally submerged. How long do you stay in the water? Nina just asked that, which is a great question.
I haven't done
it yet.
Can we still do it?
Yeah, go ahead. And then how long do you stay in when you
do
go in? Yes, go ahead. So
just for a couple seconds.
Okay, just
but
for a couple seconds.
As soon as
seconds.
I come out, I have to dry.
Okay, as soon as he comes off, if you didn't hear, he has to dry. And that makes total sense. This is like historic, Zoe. I don't think we've ever done anything like this in 7 years. This is awesome.
I feel bad for our folks that aren't seeing this.
Well, he's at waist high. Now he's chest high. He's put both of his hands on top of his head, Zoe and Haley.
Almost full body dip.
Yeah. Well, let's see if he submerges. Let's see. No, not yet. Nina, one of our great
play-by-play.
We got to do a play-by-play. He's heading out towards the deeper end. And he still has his hands on top of his head. Haley, what do you think of this? This is like a great time to join Native Roots Radio, isn't it?
I am so excited to be seeing this. Makes me, you know, want to try it as well. But like you said, you got to ease into it and acclimate your body, you know. So you can
I think you and Zoe should start a Native American Gen Z club to do this. And I would support that, you know, whether it was with Resist T-shirts or...
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
Authorities in Texas have expanded their search for the man who's suspected of killing five people in a home in Cleveland, north of Houston, on Friday. Authorities say 39-year-old Francisco Oropeza refused to heed his neighbors' calls to stop shooting his guns late at night, then walked to their house and began shooting them. FBI Special Agent in Charge James Smith said,
"We believe he's on foot, but we do not know. We're still trying. I mean, we have a perimeter up out there right now with Texas DPS and the Sheriff's Department. So we're still actively out there trying to locate him and bring him into custody."
He's considered armed and dangerous. Five people survived the shooting. In Seattle Saturday, two people were killed in an overnight shooting at a park. One person was critically hurt. Police are looking for a suspect. The State Department organized an overland convoy to evacuate U.S. citizens from the capital of Sudan. Amid ongoing fighting, that group is now in Port Sudan on the Red Sea. This is ABC News.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility you have.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Two railway cars ended up in the Mississippi River after a freight train derailed on Thursday. It happened near DeSoto in Crawford County. The cars floated downstream but got stuck along the shore after passing under the Wisconsin Highway 82 bridge. Officials say the batteries on board are contained and don't pose a threat to the public. At least four employees were hurt. The cause is under investigation. A new proposal looking for a co-sponsor in the Wisconsin legislature would allow victims of child sexual abuse to file civil suits until the age of 45 instead of capping the age at 35. The Child Victims Act, however, does not allow those over 45 to file suit, something that victims and advocates have been requesting for years. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
At the Corners. Doors open at 6:30 and the show begins at 8. Want a free ticket to Summerfest? Come support local students by donating needed hygiene supplies this Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Briggs & Stratton headquarters for their supply drive. And finally, visit Art in the Green, which is a two-day indoor art festival at the Mitchell Park Domes. The event starts at 9 and goes until 4. Tickets can be purchased at the event or in advance both Saturday and Sunday. If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost.
So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic, honoring health.
Hey, we are here with Nathan Wright, and he's in the car. He's all right. And we just did a witness to a cold water therapy and also the history of it, Nathan. Nathan, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, cool. Hey, I want you to, before we let you go. Yeah, we can hear you. You're far, far away, but we can hear you. I want you to promote... again, what we talked a little bit about, what's coming up here with the water and what's happening with the Northwoods Nature Fest.
Sure. So, as you know, the last 3 years we've been doing the eviction in Mackinac City. And 2 years ago, it culminated. We had over 500 people that showed up. And it was a really awesome event, one of the largest events in northern Michigan for that type of action. So we decided, you know, May was a little too early for a lot of things. So we decided to move it to a better, warmer month. And that month is now going to be June 17th, a Saturday. That's the main day. People are going to come in on Friday, you know, and then people are going to stay on Sunday, which is Father's Day, for some fun events that we're going to have. But everything is pretty much happening on June 17th. The Northwoods Nature Fest. So it's going to be a culmination of herbalists, environmentalists, and crafters, speakers, and musicians. And basically, the ideal behind this is that we want to kind of embed into a community and get people from the community to come in to learn about both the successes of environmental organizations that are around, but also to learn about the concerns of things that are a threat to our environment. And we feel this is the greatest way to build up allyship with these different organizations and their concern, and also to bring in the area community and beyond, because we have people from Canada we actually have some Canadians that are on our group that are helping us out. So we're kind of just networking a little differently from the way we've done it before. And we're trying to more educational in a way that most people would understand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're not doing like real deep hardcore stuff that most water protectors already know and understand, whereas the average person might not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so really excited about it. We're going to have a guest speaker. Everything that we've heard from everybody, they really...
You know, we got to have Nathan on again, and we just lost him. And I think, to me, that was amazing. And I like what Laurie had to say. Respect and love to you, Nathan. Did you say you heard an eagle just fly going in? Maybe she dreamt it. Maybe, you know, we dream a lot. Nathan, why don't we sign off, and then we're going to get you on the show again real soon and way prior to this event. But wow, I really appreciate you opening our eyes and our ears in a good way about this water therapy. And good luck to you. And we're going to be talking to you real soon again, Nathan. Really good to see you again. And
well, good to see you. Thank you for having me, Robert. And I appreciate all that you do and the work that you do. And if you notice, my phone is shaking a little bit, so I'm just starting to warm back up here, unfreeze myself. So I'll work on that.
Excellent. Thank you, Nathan Wright. Really good to see you again. Wow. You guys, that was awesome. Seriously. That was seriously awesome. Haley, what do you expect this kind of stuff? And you know, with your new job here, your new internship, your new working with Native Roots Radio, is this crazy or what?
I mean, you know, I was surprised to see that it did have Native roots to it. I wasn't, you know, I had never heard that was a Native thing before. Mm-hmm. And just kind of knowing that it is a great way to connect with nature and just feel connected to the earth also. But then Nathan's also raising awareness to a really great cause, and, you know, with the water and everything. So I'm curious to see, like, how did you get started doing this? How did you acclimate your body, and what are things that maybe our listeners could practice doing or kind of slowly start getting into that for their own healing?
Oh, I don't know if Nathan can hear. Oh, I Nathan started, can hear us still. Awesome.
I'm connected, I think, to my Wi-Fi now because I'm back at the house.
Yeah, you sound good.
We started just by going in the water. Initially, I'm good?
Yeah.
Okay, so we started by, it was actually a
you know, I think he mentioned this earlier too, Zoe and Haley, that he started really slow about this, and now he's been doing it for 3 years, so he kind of knows the MO. But again, the weather fooled them because, you know, remember what was just less a couple of weeks ago here in the Twin Cities, it was 80 degrees and 88 on one day, and then the next day it was 37 degrees. So I think he was thinking that the water was going to be warming up quicker and kind of alluded to that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to share some other things too, Robert, about the benefits of cold water therapy. I actually used to do this in high school when I was on the track team. We used to have a cold water bath, and so we'd all get in that after practice, and it really, really helped with exactly what Nathan was talking about. You know, reduce inflammation in your muscles. And so there was a study that was even conducted in 2011 that found that cyclists who completed intense training sessions had decreased soreness after they were immersed in cold water for 10 minutes. And so this is something that, you know, everyone can do. I've seen it become a lot more popular, especially amongst like younger folks and athletes, doing this like every day. But there's also like mental benefits, of course, too. There's been some research to kind of show that this could actually help with depression and anxiety. There was one case study with a woman who experienced anxiety and depression since the age of 17. And she began doing cold water therapy at 24, and her symptoms decreased significantly. And so she was able to use this as a part of her medicine to heal her mental health. So lots of research actually into this exact thing right now. I'm pretty sure that like Scandinavian folks or Norwegian folks also do this, or at least in colder climates. I've seen a lot of other people do this, and especially like going from hot to cold, or like going to a sauna and then doing, you know, jumping in a cold lake. So lots of benefit. Helps also, like Nathan was talking about, fight illnesses and boost your immunity. So just a lot of benefits all. But of course, be careful with your doctor first.
Yeah.
If you have any worries, disclaimer, you know.
Absolutely. I feel like too, just going off what you said, talking about Native roots, and maybe it's not only Native Americans, but I know that this is taking ice baths is also important in, I think it's Finland. And I know Finland has been like one of the happiest places to live for like the past 5 years in a row or something like that. Wow. So, I mean, it, you know, it says something. It's working.
Well, I know as a youngster, I used to see, Major League Baseball players just dunk their whole arm, pitchers dunk their whole arm into ice water. And like Nathan said earlier about inflammation and blood circulation and things like that. Nathan, can you hear us? We only got a couple more minutes in the segment. I'd love to hear you just give one more quick shout out about your event coming up and how our listening audience can support you.
Sure. So real quick, just to answer the question that I think we got cut off. I used to stick my face in the snow. So I actually rolled myself in the snow. That's actually a practice that some still practice with putting their children. And I'm not suggesting that, but there's just watch online. There's some videos about people putting a little bit of snow on their babies. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that some people have done that. But I rolled in the snow a couple years ago. I just acclimated. It started with a ceremony that I did where I walked into the water up to my waist. And that's where this whole thing started at. Then we started going into the water, me and my friend Dan Hinman from Little Traverse Bay Band. And this was 3 years ago. So we got used to it. Yes, we went through a lot of different stages, the shaking stages when you first do it. But for most people, I would say just be very careful. You know, maybe just go in there with your feet at first, maybe your calves, but just don't jump in. I had a lady that did that once, and I told everyone not to do it, but she went ahead and jumped in. She's seen me and she's seen other people, and she thought, I'll just do it. She was shaking the whole day, so please don't do that. There's a gentleman out in California that told me he went into a pool. It was probably 50, 55. He said it was cold, but he enjoyed it. And that's maybe a better temperature. The temperatures I'm at right now are not recommended. Normally, when you get in the 40, 45 range. Now, the Northwoods Nature Fest, June 17th. Great area, Indian River. It's actually an old waterway that would go from Petoskey all the way to Sheboygan. Indian River is kind of in the middle there, and that's why it's called Indian River. It was actually the I-75, which is our main highway here in Michigan. It was the I-75 for the canoes, the Jimans. They would travel. You could go there 300 years ago, any time of the day, like right now, you would see someone coming from Manitoulin Island over in Canada or someone heading there. And so 2 years...
Wow. What a great segment, and we lost Nathan again, but... I'm glad we have our audience and you guys. I really liked Lori. Thank you for saying what an exciting, beautiful show. I really appreciate that output. And we have Wendy, Sacred Animal Section, coming up next. And you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for mixed precipitation changing to all rain. High temperatures reach up to 43. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely again tonight. Lows level off around 34. Cloudy skies. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. Overcast. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Today, I just have a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. I talked last week about having squirrels in our neighbor's house, and we watched with horror the people coming in and getting those squirrels, and Robert and I were really upset about that. And I just have a little article here that I read, and it's a picture of baby raccoons. And the baby raccoons are sitting in a little, nice little nest somewhere inside where it's nice and cozy. And what the article talks about is that it's really hard if the mother animal is removed, right, from that area and taken away, the babies will die. They don't know how to fend for themselves. They need their mother to take care of them. So what we ask you to do, if you know that a mother raccoon, or I think this goes for squirrels as well, make a lot of noise, make sure that the mom will need about 3 days to figure out a new nest. So while you're banging your pots and pans and playing loud music because you don't want her there, that's okay. It's not going to disturb the babies. The babies will be fine. But the mother's going to say to herself, you know what? This isn't a nice place after all, and I need to go look for another nest. So what she'll do is she'll leave the baby raccoons, or a mother squirrel will leave her baby squirrels in that area. It could be inside your roof, inside your attic, where you don't want them. But give them at least 3 days. Give the mom at least 3 days to get somewhere. She's going to find another nest because she does not want to. She doesn't want to be there with her babies, right? Because it's noisy, it's loud, and she will find another nest. So she needs 3 days to do that. And once she does that, she will take her babies one at a time, and she will move them to the new nest. So you don't need to trap them. And it won't cost you any money to do this, right? You don't have to charge. No one's going to charge you money to get these animals out. You're not going to be harming anybody. And it's going to save lives, and everyone wins. So that's what we want you to do, and we appreciate that. You know, Robert and I watched these squirrels be trapped in these traps on her roof. The squirrels were very upset. It was very hard to watch an animal, for me anyway, watch an animal literally suffer, right? The squirrel went into the trap and was trapped there, was really scared, was trying to get out, was trying to claw its way out. It was crying. You could hear it kind of almost making it like a chirping noise. And then it got dark out, and then it started to rain, and it was horrible. It thundered and lightning, and all I could think of is this poor squirrel in this, you know, trap on top of the roof with no shelter, and it's, you know, an animal will go find shelter if the weather's bad. So anyway, the squirrel was dead the next day. So if you could just be patient, you know, there's lots of squirrels and raccoons and other, you know, possums, other animals having babies right now. So just want you to keep an eye out on that. Speaking of possums, this is something I did not know, and it's something I want to let you guys know also. So, you know, there's rules if you find a baby bunny or a baby squirrel and all that stuff. But here's the rule about if you find a baby possum. So many orphans can be left for a few hours to see if the mom comes back, right? But not possums. If you see a baby like this one in the yard and you look up a baby possum and you'll be able to see it, how cute they are, get it quickly in a little box or a pet carrier with a blanket and keep it warm. Mama possums can have up to 13 babies. And as they grow, they don't all fit in the pouch. So some of them ride on her back. And if something startles the mother, right, and she runs, one or two can fall off. But the mother doesn't know that she's lost one. She has so many. She doesn't really keep count of them, which I think is not good for nature to do that. I think nature should have given her instincts to know I have, oh, no, let me count how many I have. Oh, there's two missing. Let me go back and see where they are. But they don't do that, right? The mama doesn't know she's lost one. So please never leave one thinking that the mom will come back. But because possums don't do that. So that's good to know. I didn't know that. I saw another little picture here. It's kind of like a meme, and it's Mr. Rogers. For those of you who know Mr. Rogers, I grew up with Mr. Rogers in watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? But there's a picture of him hugging Coco the gorilla. So Coco the gorilla was a very famous gorilla, and there's a picture of Mr. Rogers hugging Coco, and it says, Coco the gorilla was a huge Mr. Rogers Neighborhood fan. They used to let Coco watch Mr. Rogers on TV. And Fred Rogers, who played Mr. Rogers, took a trip to meet Coco for his show. Not only did she wrap her arms around him to embrace him, but she also proceeded to try to take off his shoes. This is something that Fred Rogers did at the start of every show. Do you remember that? He used to take off his shoes, take off his outside shoes and put his inside shoes on. So I thought that was really something that Coco watched him do this all the time, and when she finally met him, she tried to take off his shoes. I love that story. A lot of you know that Robert and I took our godchildren to the circus, and this was a circus that we went to. It was the Canadian Royal International Circus. We saw it at the Mall of America here in Minneapolis, and they have no animals there. That's why we went, because we do not believe that animals should be in the circus or zoos for that matter. But there's a German circus. They're using holograms instead of live animals for a cruelty-free, magical experience, and it's very cool. So I think that this is awesome. You could also look this up and look at the holograms. The holograms really look like real animals. You could see elephants and horses and lions, and they're all holograms. So this is a German circus that's doing that, and I think that's fantastic. I think as we move along further into the future, we are seeing less animal cruelty, I think, because of social media, Facebook, and all the platforms that people get to voice their opinions about things. People are really learning more and more about how animals are cruelly treated, and they don't want to do that. They don't want to support. I don't want to support a circus that uses animals, any animals in it. So I just don't go to them. But, you know, we all speak and we all can vote with our dollars and how we spend our money. And I use a free app on my phone. I've talked about this before. It's called Cruelty Cutter, and you could scan the barcodes of merchandise that you buy at the store. A lot of cosmetics. I use it for mostly cosmetics because I want to make sure that the cosmetics that I'm buying are cruelty-free. So this is a big subject that we talk about on the show. Our sacred animals are very important to us, and we need to help them as much as we can. So with that, Robert, back to you.
Everybody, thank you, Nathan Wright, for that unbelievable expedition. I can't even talk. I'm so excited. It was just a wonderful showing of some sacred kind of cold water therapy that I think we all need. So if you are listening to the show, you are part of the reason.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM